Hi, I'm Shireen Majeed. I'm an executive creative director, and this is the Untalented podcast by Unknown and Canva.
Explain what you do to me as if I was a 10-year-old.
Sometimes I wonder myself. Explaining it to a 10-year-old is actually pretty easy because 10-year-olds are pretty savvy these days and they know about brands and advertising. But the way I explained it to my daughter years ago was, you know, when you go into a shop and you've got like 10 different snacks to choose from, I help you figure out which one to pick.
What is something that helped you move faster in your career?
For me, it was never about pace or moving fast. It was all about just really enjoying the ride and being interested in new areas, especially like my career really accelerated with the rise of social media and digital. And, you know, if anything accelerated it, it was just being interested in that and experimenting with it and exploring it, and, you know, thinking of more interesting ways to use social media.
What can a top earner in your industry expect to earn?
Probably a lot more than me. yeah, I mean, 200,000 to 300,000, maybe more.
What keeps you creatively fulfilled in a fast-changing industry?
For me, it's about remembering to really live and stay present. And I read a lot about neuroplasticity and the things that you need to do differently to create new neural pathways, which is changing your routine, exposing yourself to new things, you know, whether it's, you know, new forms of art or technology, or even just going to sports, you know, matches if you don't usually do that, and constantly living and pushing yourself and pushing your boundaries, and also just like filling the well of references and continually reading everything, especially outside the industry. Mm-hmm. And not, you know, staying inside the echo chamber too much.
Nice. I think the outside industry references is so important.
Yeah.
Because more than ever, it feels like it's more of a blueprint of just referencing the same churn, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Which campaign are you proudest of in terms of social impact?
I think probably the British Red Cross campaigns that I made during lockdown when I was at VCCP. You know, under, as anybody that worked through lockdown, it was under intense duress, and we had to get a campaign out within the first week of lockdown to launch their coronavirus appeal. And they'd already, it was actually their first brand campaign, their first TVC that we had to make.
No pressure.
And we were all, you know, very emotional at the time as well. So I think that helped, you know, really deepen the campaign messaging, because we were really, you know, living it. And we ended up making, because what they needed to do was contextualize their Power of Kindness platform. So we actually made a trilogy of campaigns that kind of deepened and contextualized kindness with each one. So it was Kindness Will Keep Us Together, and then I Have the Power, and then This Is Humankind. And for each one, we did TVC, artist collaborations. So it was everything from above the line all the way through to retail, and really broke through the fundraising targets. And it was, yeah, it was a proud moment for us all.
Amazing. How do you build trust with creative teams and collaborators?
Listening, being open, treating them as collaborators, and breaking down hierarchies. It's about respecting the points of view of everyone in the team at all levels, no matter what their discipline.
It's so important, and I think it's so underrated as well. Professionalism has long been code for conformity. How have you learned to challenge it, and why is embracing the whole you, not just the polished parts, powerful in creative work?
I love this question, because I've thought about professionalism so much. I think we have an outdated code of professionalism in our industry. It's hard professionalism, and it means, you know, minimize your personality, minimize the creativity in the way you dress, minimize your language, hide your personality. And I think now more than ever, especially with the advent of AI, where everything is so polished, and you are going to find this other binary between like humanity and what is AI produced, now more than ever, it's so important to let your personality come through. And I think professionalism, being professional, is about mutual respect. It's about being open. It's about understanding where others are coming from, understanding their points of view, making sure everybody's heard at the table, making sure everybody's seen, versus hierarchical professional constructs.
Gone are the days of no tattoos on show.
Yes, exactly.
What is the slogan to your life?
So I just actually posted it on LinkedIn the other day. It's from a Stanley Tucci movie from the 90s called Big Night, where him and his brother are trying to save their restaurant. And his uncle, who they're asking for investment from, is like trying to like rally them to like get the passion back to save the restaurant. So it is, I kind of act out a little bit. It is, bite your teeth into the ass of life and drag it to you.
Amazing.
I say it to myself all the time. I've said it to creatives, you know, like when you just need that oomph to resuscitate yourself, you know, mm-hmm. and get your passion back.
What is the most unhinged or weirdest thing that you've asked ChatGPT?
Am I having an existential crisis?
Was the answer yes?
Okay.
Amazing.